We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Provider Relief Fund was created to help hospitals with healthcare-related expenses or lost revenues during the COVID-19 pandemic, but federal financial disclosure reports show that billions of dollars were allocated to hospitals that were already doing well and making a ton of money. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, by Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. How did the federal government determine how much hospitals would receive?
Well, they just did it based upon revenue, which, looking back, didn't separate those, didn't really have any indication of need that it would provide or allow them to see. So they did it based on revenue, which meant lots of large hospitals that were doing quite well received a bulk of the aid.
So wouldn't there have been an opportunity for them to actually determine who needed it during the early days of the pandemic, or would have that just taken too much time?
I'm thinking it was the time factor, and the implementation just wasn't done with that much detail. I think historically we've known that smaller hospitals tend to struggle more. Rural hospitals tend to struggle more. We've been losing them over the years, and it's a problem that predated the pandemic. So it would have been nice to see some of this funding weighted more in their direction.
This is taxpayer money. Are we going to see our money back?
I don't think we will, unfortunately, and it's a pretty alarming story in that over 1,200 hospitals that got aid were quite profitable.
Are they going to have to return any of that money? Is it, what's going to happen to it? Was it just a boondoggle for them?
I think you could say that. Some of them did quite well, posted record profits, best they'd done in a decade, and I don't think we will see that returned.
Paul, is there any indication that the federal government is rethinking its emergency response to something like the mass pandemic that we saw?
Well, I think that this conversation is a good part of that. We need to learn from this, and I think there are some conversations happening around that where we wouldn't do it the same way were we in this situation again. We should certainly pay attention to need, and those that are doing quite well maybe didn't need any aid at all as compared to others.
Thank you. That's Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.